and Daf Nun Vav Amed Aleph. Amalei, it's around four lines from when the lines start getting wide. Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rav Onon. Mar Omar Shmuel Bodik B'Yode. It's Rav Onon that said over B'Shem Shmuel that Shmuel was Bodik B'Yode. It was Bodik if the Krum was Nikiv through by placing pressure on the Pelei. U'Machsher, and if no Moyech came out, so Sarayim, that the Krum was not Nikiv. Bohune Chavrin Oma Rav Bodik Biyodo Masha. Botoni Levi Trefish Shamonu Chachomim. So it seems that it is, if the Krum was not Nikiv, so then it is kosher. And that's why it has to be Bodik, if there was a Nikiv in the Krum or not. Tony Levi said over Baraisa, Trefish Shemonu Chachomim Bebehemo, Kinegdon Boiv. That means all the Tziyurim that are Trefe Bebehemo, so the same Tziyur is Kinegdon Boiv. By Oif, we also have the same Trefes. Yeser Aleihem Oif, but an Oif is one more Trefe that a Behemo doesn't have. Nishbar ha'etzem, afalpi shaloi nikif krum shalmoyach. That even though the krum shalmoyach was not nikif, as long as the gogoilis was nishbar, it's treif. So that's not like Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel were boidik to see if the krum was shalem or not. That was that they were boidik b'yodo to see if the krum was shalem, and here Levi said that that's another treifa by that's a treifa that Oif possesses that a behemah doesn't possess. That as long as it's nishbar ha'etzem afa pishlei nikif krum shalmoyach. So what is pshat in Levi? Amalei yahu ba'oif shalmayim. Levi was speaking about an oif shalmayim, hoyul ve'ein loy krum. So there it doesn't have a krum. So there, as long as the gogolos was nishbal, so it's treif already, there's nothing to protect the moyach. So the Gemara says, ein loy krum salkedaitoch, elo hoyul o krum meirach, since the krum is rach, so memele, so that krum cannot protect the moyach, so as long as the gogolos was nishbar, so it's treif already. Amalei Ratzi Rashi, Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Onon, Temeini Bezois, Mar Omar, Ato Amartoli, Shariisa Shmur, Shou Boidek Lenashichas Chulde, Alma loy mitref beetzem lechudei. Vavune chabrin omali, diu chosye lerav, de bodik biyode, bekosheli votoni levi, that even though it's loy nikiv hakrum, kinegdei ba'oif, bemidi de isi ba'oif, that means the organs that an oif have. So the same way these organs are treif by behemah, the treif by a knife. Hemsis ubeis hakoisis less no boif. You can't say that nikiv a hemsis and nikiv a beis hakoisis is treif boif because a knife does not have a hemsis a beis hakoisis. My chavusa asked me a shaila in the loshana a gemara. The gemara says, Omalei Rav Nachman l'Rav Onon Mar Omar Shmuel Bodik B'yodo. Now, from the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, it seems that a Talmud said to a Rebbe he spoke like that, Mar Omar. So it would seem Rav Onan was like a Rebbe of Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, Brachis, Rabbi Yirmiyem did not call Rav Mar because he spoke to him in second, Bodalto, he didn't say Bodal Mar, because Rabbi Yirmiyem was a Talmud Chover. So he was a Chover of Rav, he was once a Talmud, but then he became a Chover, so he didn't call him Mar. So it would seem Rav Nachman was a Talmud to Rav Onam, that's why he said Mar Omar. And then he said, Vohuna Chavrin, Huna our Chaver. So it's a bit of modna that the Talmud and Arav had the same Chaver. Let us see Toisvis. Mar Omar Shmuel Bodik Biyode Vechein Rav. So Toisis asks, why do you need this whole Agdome? Rav Onan said that Shmuel was Boydik, and Hune said that Rav was Boydik. Rafel gav the kvar amrin ilel, the Gemara started off, Rav Shmuel Barevi, the Omri Machnes Yodai Lifnim Oboydik. So why do you need this maise? Im lo rab shmo vlei vidar mi machte shad lo fnim boydik mi kom ba ke mashmin en hoche the maise na mi ovat. That means the kasha was not only they say like this, it was they were noyig like this. Batoni levi treife shemono chachamim bechinem makshe mi breise arav Ushmul. The Gemara is asking a kasha and Rav Ushmul from a baraisa. The Levi Gufi Abi Motzer le Mifrach. The Amalel Machnis Yodai Lifnim Oboidik. That we had the Gemara started off by saying Rav Ushmul ve Levi. The Amalel Machnis Yodai Lifnim Oboidik. The Gemara should have asked a kasha and Levi Gufi. Here Levi says Machnis Yodai Lifnim Oboidik, and here Levi brings on a baraisa. That by an oif, even though leinikev krum shalmoyech, it's also treif. God, my chavrus says another shaila. We learned yesterday, just like a very unclear. We had a member of Ziri ein bedike lechude. Ziri said you can't be boidik by achude. Because since it's shineo dakois, so even if you'll press up on the pelei, the moyach will not go out, because since it's shineo kumai, so it'll press against the etzem, and so there's no proof. If you don't see moyach creeping out, there's no proof that it's kosher. That was a member of Ziri. And then, when Ziri went on the door, he sent back, Dvorim shamalti lefneichem toisem biyodi, rach bram kach omru mishmeid Rav Shimon ben Lokish, boitkin lechulde, and Rabbi Yechen also holds boitkin lechulde. I was wrong. So, why was he mischarit? Because in the door they said that Resh Lokish Rabbi Yechen holds it does help. So it was mevatel daitoi till the daitom. So it's very modern. We started off the sugya, Rav Ushmur Belevi also said that a bedika helps. We had a gemara before that Rabbi Yochanan told Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish said, who's Rav? Who's Rav? So Rabbi Yochanan said, know who Rav is? Rav was, when Rav learned Bifnei Rebbe, so Rav was sitting and I had a stand. You know who Rav is? So Rav was greater than Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a psalmot namaisa, yes, that when, here, the Gemara started off, a memra, Rav, Ushmur, Belevi, the Omri, that this Bedika helps. And then it says, Omar, Ziri, Ein Bedika Lechulde. So it would seem he knew about Rav, Ushmur, Levi, and he held that it can't help. And then when he went to the door, he heard that Rav Yechon Resh Lakish holds that it helps. Oh, so he was Chayzer. Samot Nezach, why he was Mevatel Daitoi for Rav Yechon and Resh Lakish, and he wasn't Mavato Daitoi the Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, they were greater than. Let us go further. He found the girl to the Avoy Bei Rav Chona. There was a town of girl Bei Rav Chona. Shodre Lekamei the Rav Masne. Nishbar Ha'etzem V'leinikev Krum Shomoyech Avoy. Ba'achshirat. He was machshirat because Pakelta, the Krum Shomoyech is the Krum Shomoyech is gone, so it's not treifer. Amalei v'otoni levi treifer shemono chachami b'ayme k'negdem ba'oif yes aleihem oif that nishbaret macho bishlanik of krum shomayach. So they asked the kashe and Rav Masne. Amalei hosam ba'oif shomayim hoyil ba'ein lekrum ein lekrum salkadai tachaleim ahoyil lekrum erach. Rav Shizvi bodik b'shimshe. So there's a picture in the Sichas Chulin. He took off the krum off the moyach, off the kugoylas, and he placed it connected the sun. He wanted to see if there was a nekev in the krum, so he peeled it off, and then he looked up to the sun, and he held that if there's a nekev, the sun would penetrate and be able to see the nekev. Rav Shizvi bodak b'shimsha. Rav Yemer bodik b'maya. Let's see what Rashi is. Bodik b'shimsha, neged Hashemesh, mistakel im yiro nekev, if we'll see a nekev, she'oir yofel abdike, there is very good. If there's a nekev in the krum, we'll be able to see it. Rav Yemer bodik b'maya. Let's see Rashi in Amad Bey. So Rashi has two mahalchim. Bodik b'maya. He was bodik b'maya. Moitzi kol ha-moyach min ha-krum derech pio. You also have a picture in Sichas Chulin over here. We have two pictures. That, first of all, he took out the moyach min ha-krum derech pio. Derech pio means k'moy shi'yeredes l'chut ha-shedro. That's the moyach from the moyach that leads out to the, it's surrounded by a krum, and it opens up to the chut ha-shedra. So he took out the whole moyach, k'moy shi'yeredes l'chut ha-shedra. So now you have a krum without a moyach. U'memalei ha-krum mayim, and then he filled up the krum with water. So the krum is full of water, and now we have the gulgoyles is there's a nekev in the gulgoyles, and he filled up the krum with water. Now we're going to see what's going to happen. If it leaks out through the gulgoyles, so it's a raya that there's a nekev in the krum. If it doesn't leak out, so then we see that the krum is gone. Then we know it's nekev krum. Lishna chine, another pshat. Machnis b'nekev ha'etzem mayim. He went and put water into the nekev ha'etzem. B'chayzer ha'meitziyan. B'roye im nislabno. He looks if the water got white. B'yaduash nisav ha'moyech b'hem. So if the water got white, al kolchoch, how did it get white from? So al kolchoch, there's a nekev in the krum, and the moyach got in contact with the water, so memela, the water got white. That's a second life in how to be boidik if there was a nekev in the krum. And, avache bayakev bodik, Begila de chitza. Seems this was a sharp end of a chita, a point of a chita. The precious b'mismo. So he went over the Bikrum, and he wanted to see if it would go smoothly, or if there was an ekev, so it would get stuck by the ekev, so he would know that there's an ekev. Omar Rav Shivzi, Hani Avzi Didon, Ki Oif Shel Mayim Damien. Our ducks are similar to an Oif Shel Mayim. Avzi Didon, Hoyel Vitomid Hein Bamayim. It seems that there were other Avoizim that could be they swam in the water also, but their main existence was that they were al-horets. They could go to water. Here, hoyel v'tomit hein b'mayim. So, memele, they have a din of an oif shel mayim. And it seems that if the krum is kosher or rach, is dependent, he says, where the nimsa, if there always nimsa mayim, somehow that affects the krum. Let us go further. We had in the Mishnah, Nafla Lo'u. Let us again see the Lashon Mishnah. Nafla Lo'u, V'nechmeru B'nei Me'eha. So Rashi says, V'nechmeru B'nei Me'eha. Kavtzu Machmasa'u. They shriveled because of the fire. He says, it fell into a fire, then it got out. But since Aif is a very delicate nivra, so it could have really have affected the inner organs. Kavtzu machmasu v'nepcha marison loshen meyeh chamamo. So it says im hiriku meforish bigmore, what became greenish. Leiv v'kulkeben Adumim Sheiriku. That means you have these organs. These are called the Bnei Ma'ayin, the Lev and the Kulkabin. They're normally red, and because of the heat, it seems so, it changed colors and it became green. Or the Yeroikim Sheidimu, or if the Dakim, which are normally, they're not red, it seems they're yorek. If they got red, so mamel, that's also a simon, that it's also treif. That means you had these vital organs that change colors. The lave and the kulkabin change from red to green, and the dakin change from green to red. So then it's treif. Im adumim haleva kukibin kemishpotam shalai nishtane mare shalahem. So I saw Dachmim the Tveres Yaakov says, what is he telling us? If you don't see any simen on the leva and the kukibin. So he says, it means to say it got redder. It's redder than, and the redness is zicha because of that what it went through, that it was nafal bul, that's why it got redder. But that's what the Mishnah is telling us. But if the effect of the eish does not, it makes it more red, that's actually from the eish, but that is not mekalkal the eva. It's only mekalkal the eva if you have a shini mare from red to green, or from green to red. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Yeshua, Shir Yerukoson Kishir Nikuvoson. Now, how much has to get green? So he said, the shir is the same like a nekev. Ma Nikuvoson b'mashu, af Yerukoson b'mashu. Zekrashi, Shir Yerukoson machmasa'u. So it seems so the Rashba explains that Lemaisa, if it changed the color, that means that the ur affected this organ, let's say by the lave, that is, there's a, the Shine Mare Mi Bachutz is, you see a green spot. So that's a simen that there's going to be a nekev. And it doesn't have to be through and through. This will This green spot is just a simon that the ur started affecting the area where we see it, and it's going to go through and through. That means, so that's treif already. This is a massive that is going to be menakev through and through, and how much yorita you need. Hamashu. Af yirukosam b'mashu. Boy minei Rav Yosef bereid Rav Yeshua ben Levi im Rav Yeshua ben Levi hoiriko koveit keneged b'nei ma'ayin ma'u. What is if the koveit is a chelik of the koveit, that's the chelik hadak. Here's a picture of the Sichas Chulim. Hoirike koveit keneged b'nei ma'ayin Roisha echad shel kovet toli keneged b'nei ma'ayim, v'roisha echad l'maylo. There's one chelik of the kovet, the chelik hadak, that is keneged the b'nei ma'ayim. And there's another chelik that's not keneged b'nei ma'ayim. And the chelik that's keneged the b'nei ma'ayim, Achsim, it's speaking about that it's covering, the chelik that's covering the b'nei ma'ayim. And we see this chelik of the kaved is yorek. And it's covering the b'nei ma'ayim. Or chelik of the b'nei ma'ayim. Mahu. So what is the din? So we see the kaved got yorek. Omalei treifet. So he says it's treif. So he asks, why should it be treif? Lo yehei elo nitlo. That means, before we said that mare yorek is equivalent to a nekev. And that means that eventually there'll be a nekev, that's in the mare yorek is a simen to us of what is going to occur. Even though as yet there's no nekev, and we shechted it, but al kaponim, this is a heichoche that'll be a nekev. So you found a mare yorek on the kovet that's keneged the b'nei ma'ayim. So what's the problem? By the kovet aloch is a filanitala kovet is kosher. So let's be done that the chelek ha-yorek is commanded nitol domi, but by the kovet there's no problem of nitol. V'lo yehei elo nitlo, omar rove, kivin shehoiriko koved keneged b'nei ma'ayim. The area that the koved is lying, is resting on the b'nei ma'ayim. The chelik that's keneged the b'nei ma'ayim, not the chelik, the outer chelik, this is the inner chelik that's keneged b'nei ma'ayim, is b'yadu. So how did this happen? Shenofla lo'u, v'nechmeru b'nei ma'ayim utreife. And if the ur affected, and it's from the inside of the kovet, the ur affected the chelik of the kovet that is resting on the b'nei ma'ayim, so it zicha affected the b'nei ma'ayim. So kan shoyel aben, if it affected the b'nei ma'ayim, so why do you have to talk about the kovet? So let's look at the b'nei ma'ayim. So there's two mahalchim. One mahalch the Rashba brings down from Tosfos, the b'nei ma'ayim got lost. We don't have the b'nei ma'ayim. But this is in itself a simen. If we see that the chelik ha-kovet that's keneged the b'nei ma'ayim is yoroik, so that's a simen that the b'nei ma'ayim Zicha were nechmeru, and so even though we don't have them in front of us, we can prove that this is what occurred. The Rashba himself says, not like Tosfos, and he says that the B'nei Ma'ayim are in front of us. And we look at the B'nei Ma'ayim, and we don't see any race in the B'nei Ma'ayim. Because the effect of the Ur on the B'nei Ma'ayim shows up later. But the zicha were affected already. If we see that the kovet became yorek, So we see already that the ul already penetrated, the heat penetrated, and if it went from the Bnei Ma'ayim to the Kaveh, to the inside of the Kaveh, so Zikha affected the Bnei Ma'ayim. So even though we cannot see anything on the Bnei Ma'ayim, but we have to understand, is b'yadua she'nofla lo'er v'nechmu Bnei Ma'ayim u'treife. And from the Ritas Loshna Gemara, it would seem, I feel that we don't know anything. We don't even know b'chlar that it was nofla lo'er. We don't know anything. We open up the oif, and we see that keneged the Bnei Ma'ayim, the Kavi de Zorik, so we know already what happened. Yeah, Ella Nitla Amra Nitla HaKovid Kosher. Zokta Gemara Baita, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Havilei Ahi Tal Negoilis. Yeshua Ben Levi had a Tal Negoilis. Shodrei Lekamei de Rabbelozer Akapa, Berivi. So he sent this Tal Negoilis, Lozer Akapa, Berivi, Rashi says, Godol Shebedoire. He sent it down the Goylis. Amaloi Yeroikin Havu, they were green. Va'achshira. So here, Rabbi Shuv, this is the tshuva of Rabbi Lazar HaKappa. That they were green. And it's kosher. Fregte Gemorre war nant nan Yerikim Psulim. I don't understand what that means. It's green and it's kosher. That's the Mishnah says Yerikim Psulim. So he answered, Loi Amru Yerikim Psulim Elo Bekulkebin Belev Ubekovit. That the whole passless of Yerik is by an organ which is Mitchila Odaim, which is Mitchila red. So then, if the ul made that it changed its color, became from red to yorek, so that's a simon that it was affected by the ul. But here we're speaking about the dakim, and the dakim are yorek to begin with. Let us see what Rashi says. Yeroikim havu hadakim. Tadakim wa yorek. We have to understand what was the shaila. I mean, the Tanagailis was sent to Rabbi Lezer HaKappa. Abba Kappa told them, Yeroikim hayu, fa'akshu. So now, yes, the Shliach asked, yes, the Mishnah says, Yeroikim is possible. So what was the Shaila? What was the Shaila? The Tveres Yaakov, Mutzitzach Zeshtak, what happened over here? But, one side, he wants to say that it was greener than usual. And this zikha came about because of the ul. That was the shaila. He says, it's green. So he told them, since it was green, yereikim have, it was green, so don't be in this part. It got more green. It didn't change its color to become treif. So he said, we learned green is possible. So he learned, that means, so if it changed to green, if it was green and it changed to greener, it should also be possible. That was his kasha. So he said, no. If it changed from red to green, then it's possible. But if it was green to begin with and got greener, that is not possible. Tanya na miyochri, beilu bnei main, omri bekulkebin, beleiv ubekovid. Tanya mihochi learned a bereise be'elu b'nei me'ayin omru v'kulkebin b'leiv u'b'kovik. So these b'nei me'ayin, if they became green, so that the treif. Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef havale yahita negolta shodro lekami d'ravabo. It's red. So he said, "Vanant nam adumim sheire." The Mishnah says, "Red is kosher." Omalei adumim sheiriku. If you have a organ that is red mitchile, and because of the ur it got green, or the yiroikim sheedimu treif, yiroikim sheedimu zedake. Omri adumim kshayrim ela b'leiv v'kulkin v'kovid, and we said the ferishak, it got redder, but, so that's kosher. Omar Rav Shmuel b'achie Omar Rabbi Moni, adumim shehoiriku. Amar dikazach, you have a aver, the kulkabin, the leiv, that got green, v'sholkon, and they cooked it. They cooked it in water. V'chazru v'hidimu, and they got red again. The cooking process got red. Ksheirim. So it's kosher. My time, kutra ayelbu. It seems that either the smoke got into it. That means this was a superficial green that occurred. That means really it's sometimes green is a simin that it was affected and then it's going to become a nekev. But here if you cooked it, it got back to its original color, so it's a raya, that green that was there was not a green that was matzah. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said, I hear what you're saying, I'm going to say a bigger chiddush. Afanan noima adumim Shaloi heiriku. What happens if you had a red aver? Shaloi heiriku didn't get green. Vishalkon veheiriku, and you cooked it and it got green. So the cooking didn't make it green. It's treifo, my time igoli bahasayu. It was nizgala, it's helpe. That means somehow the cooking through the cooking process, it shows its true colors. And just like you said before, if it was green and through the cooking, it became back red again. So we see that it never was treif. So he said the other way around, if it was red and through cooking, we see that it became green. So it seems this redness somehow covered up the true color. And from the cooking, we see now the true color that it's green, and it'll be treif. Omar Rav Ashi, so now this is Amir de Kechidish, what he's saying. He's saying now that we have a leiv that's red, and it's gewaldic, and now Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, you'll cook it, you're in for surprises. It'll show its true colors. Hilkach, Leilechel inish elo bishalko. So, before you eat, you have to cook it first and see if these colors are true colors. Zok de gemare velohi. You're wrong. Achzuki reyes elei marzakine. It's red now. Ein ledain amash ein evrois. Now it's red. Could be that if you cook it, it would change colors and it comes out of, you don't have to be on to be Marzik Areyes. You can assume that what you see now, that's what it is. What does Rashi say? Am radumim kshem el balei v'kukibim v'kovit shadakam liyis adumim. Kut rayobu meikor v'achshav holach machmas hamayim aroyshim, the bubbling water, extracted this kutra, and now it's back to its original color. That means if you know it was nafal b'ur, and you're being soymech on the color, to be masher, so then you have to make sure that the color is taka true color. So the Gemara says, no, loy machzikinin, behechet loy minker, reyese, behedye, loy tafinu lo. Elim keimis rami deshalik, lo vechosi reyese. But you don't have to be machzika reyese. If it looks, could be yevacheskas kashkas also, it fell into the fire, but we opened it up and we don't see anything green. So you don't have to clear, maybe this color is not a true color. Let us see Taisvis. Be'elu b'nei ma'ayin omru b'kul kibin b'leiv u'b'kovei. Avo reya lo'i choshev. Kedamrine l'kama de'ein reya lo'if. There's no hilchis reya lo'if. Lo'i limpel, not if it's in the fool, they don't have to be b'idik the reya. V'lo'i l'chama, if it went through an u'ur, don't have to be worried that got affected. Va'afal gav the masik the chizkiyah legabri hayoyma dein leireya shleihoye bokiv betal negoilim. This memra of chizkiyah was said. He said they don't have bchalal areya. Mikol bokim hu emes kida omar rabchone. But lemaise, it's true that there's no. This memra taka was said perhaps without understanding the mitzvahs. Aber lemaisa the Gemara first says it's emes ein reya legabi these psulim. Hoyel v'roiv tzlois meginois ala. It seems the reya of an oif is protected by the tzlois, so it will not get damaged to an afila through an ur. Dosa, let us see the Gemara further. Dosa betofa bekaisel. What happens? A person stepped on a knife or threw it on a kaisel, so and there was mefarches amesles. So then, there's no shasha b'risik evorim anymore. So you're allowed to shecht it. Amar Rabbeloza ben Antignus, Mishim Rabbeloza ben Rabbianai, Achazu v'achazu, Tzricha b'dike. But you have to be b'dike. Tzricha b'dike, Afa pishe shoso meis leis, Shemanish bura shedra v'nifza kachut. He said, Saidosa, Saitofa b'koisu, in all these cases, besides the chash of risik evorim, which falls off after 24 hours, there's another chash of nishbara shedra and nifsakachut. Well, you have to be baidik to see that this did not occur. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Ve'elu ksheirais ba'if. This is kosha ba'if. Nikva hagergeres. Just like by a behemoth, that genifsiko hagageres is treif, nikva hagageres is kosher. Oishenizdeko, or it got split in the oirech, mistame, so that's kosher, like it's kosher by a behemoth. Hitsa chulda al roisha, a chulda bit into the head, makim she'ena oisa treife, ena oisa treife, that means the chulda just made a nekiv in the gulgoyles, and did not puncture the krum. Nikei hazefek. The zefek, there's a picture in the Siches Chulin, the Tmune Chel also brings a picture of the zefek, and they explain the zefek is a kiss that when a oif eats, it eats very quickly, and everything goes into the zefik. And the zefik is not too much of a digesting process in the zefik. It goes later from the zefik to the kulkabin, but al kaponim, that's where it stores its food. And the first, as soon as the food comes, it falls into from the veisha to the zefik. Rabbi Yaima afilo nito. Rabbi says, Hamer de Kezach, that the zefik is not a vital organ. So afilo nitel, it's also kosher. So machlokes min hakotzer lakotzer, the Tanna Kamma holds nikev is treif, and Rebbe says afilo nitel is kosher. Yatzu b'nei me'eho. What is if the b'nei me'ayim was yatzu min haguf? V'loi nikvu. So we'll see later if they were put back into the goof, so it's kosher. Nishtabru gapeho. What happens if the wing broke? Nishtabru ragleho. What happens if the foot broke? Nimritu kinofeho. What happens if the feathers were plucked out? So all these cases is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nitla hanoitza psula. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the noitza, that's the down, that is on an oif, doesn't have the long feathers with a spine, it's the soft feathers. So, im nitla hanoitza psula. Let us see Rashi. Hazefik, either keres, it's a stomach. Shaichel nikbat sham, others are geiris kis. I think the Sichas Chulin says you should be geiris keres because we learned in Rashi before we had a member of Baraisa that Levi said, kenegdan boy, kot. So Rashi says, "Bemidi deise boy, whatever knife has, so it's connect them boy. Hemses obeys a kaisis less no boy. So b'vaisa is a keres, a knife does have. Mil tzarei l'chayish begin with keres over here. This is the keres of the oif. There's not too much digesting in this keres, but on component it's a keres." Shoichel nikbat sham, the oichel accumulates in the zefik. Gapeho, atzmois haknafayim, the bones of the wing. Nishtabru ragleo min akuva lamata, ayafilu lamayla, v'lo yotza etzem l'chutz, it broke. But etzem, I think it's not a compound fracture. Abo yotza l'chutz, nan beim amakashet avit chayfe. Nimratu k'nafer, ayin neitze g'doylo shal kol gufo, these are the large feathers. Plumish belaz. Neitze hu hadaka asmucha l'boso, this is the down, she'ein lo kanem, it doesn't have a kanem, soy, belaz mulish. Tana rabon. So the Gemara brings down a maise. Maise b'rabbi simoi, v'rabbi tzadik. Shaholchu la'abar shone belut. They went to Lut to be ma'abar the shone. V'shavsu ba'oinoi. And they were Shabbos, they were in oinoi. V'hayru, and they paskind. I don't know when they paskind. V'hayru b'tarpachas k'rabbi b'zefik. It's a very sosom de kalosh. But we have here a psak from Rab Simoi, Rab Tzodik, v'hoiru b'tarpachas, tarpachas is the womb, k'rabbi b'zeich. Iboyilu. So the Gemara says, what is pshat in this memory? Hoiru b'tarpachas li'isure. There were two heiros. They were hoiru b'tarpachas li'isure. If the aim was taken out by an oif, they said it's great. Kerebi bezeifik latera, but if the zeifik is taken out, they pass them like Rebbe. Oidilma maybe hoiru betapachas lehetera, kerebi bezeifik, that's pshat. It wasn't two psokim, it wasn't two heiros, it was one heiro. It was they said that the pachas is mutter, it was taken out. Just like Rabbi says, by the Zayfik, if it was taken out, it's kosher. So they said, Rabbi be Zayfik leisvirlu. So we have here a sosum de kiloshen. הוירו בטבחס כרבי בזה, וכסבי כצי תו מהלכם, דוגמא יש תו מהלכם, one mahalach is that they asked the tarpachas and they were matter the zayfik, or they were matter the tarpachas, like Rebbe is matter the zayfik, but they asked the zayfik. That is also. They don't know like Rebbe. Teiku. So the Gemara doesn't know pshat in this lashon that we have. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi v'shavsu ba'einai. Yoim Shabbos Shabbosu Shom. Iboilu. Talti Hayrois Ave. Was there two Hayrois? Vahikama. Hayru betapachas lisure. Now who asks? Now we have to understand. We had before Ve'eluk Sheiris. By the Ve'eluk Sheiris, we have one of them is Nitel Ha'im Shalom. By Behema we had, if the womb was taken, and that's the Tapachas. Tapachas is the womb. It's the Shemus. So, by Behema we had that if the Nitel Ha'im Shalom is Kosh. Now, so what is Pshat that they asked Nitel Ha'Tapachas? What is Pshat in this? So Rashi explains as follows. Ibolu, Tarti Hayrois Habe. There were two Hayrois. Bahi Kama. Hayro Betapachas Lisure. Who holds that this is also? Kedisnan Besanhedrin Bechila Raptalfen Liklovin. The Raptalfen held if the Tapachas is taken out, if the aim is taken out, he was Macha Liklovin. So they pass him like Raptalfen. Uche Rebbe Bezevik Nami Latiro. Their matter, so that was one Hayro, so one Hayro was Leisa, and then there was a Ro, like Hayro, like Rebbe, Bezefik Leteiro. Afilu Nito. So that's that there were two Hayros, one Hayro was Leisa, and one Hayro was Leheta. Aidulme Hayro Betar, was one Hayro. Hayro Betapachas Leteiro, they were said, if Nito Laim is Mutter, Kerebi Bezevik. They said, just like Rebbe says that Nitel Zevik is kosher, so they paskin Nitel Tapachas is kosher. For Omrub dim Nitel Haim Ksheira Kemas Nisan. Aval Kerebi Bezevik Leisvirulu. They just said that we were matter Nitel Haim, just like Rebbe is matter Nitel Zevik. Hochi Garsine. Hoiru Betapachas Leisure. Rebbe Bezefik Leteire, Oidulma, Oirum, Betapachas Leteire, Kerebbe Bezefik, Abu Kerebbe Bezefik Lesfirlu. Let us see Taisvis. Iboyelu, Oiru Betapachas Lesuch, Rebbe Bezefik Leteire, Oidulma, Oiru Betapachas Leteire, Kerebbe Bezefik, Abu Kerebbe Bezefik Lesfirlu. Kein Goris Rashi, Opirish, the Misaf Gilei, the suffix was im Hayru Betapachas Lisure Kiraptafe. There is a Tanda that holds Nitel Laim is Treik, the Sanhedrin, the Chilo Leklov. The Chaim Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, but that's the Shaila. Maybe something that means even though in our Mishnah it says Nitel Haim Ve'eluk Sheiris Nitel Haim is Kosher, But they paskin like Rav Tafen in Sanhedrin that holds its posse. Trey, v'chein pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. U'posek in Rabbeinu Chananel paskin because of our gemore v'tapachas l'chumre. Mid b'saf kino lai hoiru l'chumre. That fakert, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Chazal did not know here fakertly, he had a hero over here by Nitolaim. We don't know how they paskin, if they paskin like Rav Tafen, they paskin at the Tan in Chulim. So we don't know, so take us, and my it's also. Vizet Taimer, so Taisa says it's Piliploim, that we have a suffix if they paskin like Rav Tafen, or like the Tana of our Mishnah, the Hosam Choshev Le Toye Bedvar Mishnah, the Gemara says that what Rav Tafen said, it's Trevi, said Toye Bedvar Mishnah. It's kosher. V'raf tafen amichosa boy. So what's this? A pupil over here. If nitalat apachas is is treif. Why should it be treif? There's no tanner that holds it treif. Rav Tafel once held it treif, but he was chayzer. Mi Hashem yesh lechalik bein behem aloif. That means the Mishnah that we have, Nitalem is kosher, speak about a behemah. In Sanhedrin, we're speaking about a behemah, and there we say, Chosa by Rav Tafel. Kudiyan oif is different. The Motzel Meimah, the Ochimai, the Tarpacha, Shaloif, the Mitref Yitvei, the Mitref Tvei. Right? So Memele could be, we could accept the Rabbein Chananel's Sofik and Rashi's Pshad, that there is a mockingly topic that maybe the Tarpachas of a Noif is like a Tarfen held in the, by Behemah, that it's Treif. Could be a Tarpachas of a Noif is Taka Treif, if it's Nittle. Belekel mifshit midetoni leivid lechoshiv tapachas padi yeser aleim boiv. So if we have a shaila, then maybe the tapachas of an oif is more chomer than a behemoth, and let's be poshut from Levi. We learned Omed Aleph, that Levi said that all the treifes of a behemoth apply by an oif. And by an oif there's one more treife. The Zabaraisa, there's one more treife that Nishbar Ha'etzim is treife, even though the Krum is Gans. So if you'll say that there's another treife by Oif, the Nitla Tapachas, so why didn't Levi mention it? That's Taisvis Kash. V'lekele Mifshim Zitoni Levi, Leichoshiv Tapachas Bahadi Yesalein Boif. Why, if it's Taka treife, so why didn't Levi mention it? Mishum Lemairi Beplukta. He doesn't want to speak about something. It seems it's a machlekes. There was a machlekes, Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim. And it seems that even though the Rabbi Tarfon was chayz, it's only by behemah, but by a neuf could be takahotzitz treife. So it's a machlekes. He doesn't want to get into machlekes. Gehechid lechoshiv nitla hanoitza l'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nitla ha-noitza, Rabbi Yehuda says, is treif. No, so why didn't this Baraisa mention this, that there's another talfis by an oif that is not by a behema, Nitla ha-noitza? So this is because it's a machleike, that's Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim did not hold of this, and the Mele, he didn't want to go into machleike. Umiyu yesh litmoye, amayla mi boilon hochom, the Gemara here two stodim. Maybe the tapachas is treif, and the zefik is kosher. Or maybe the tapachas is kosher, like Rebbe is matter the zefik. But these are the two stodim. Zvektoises, amayla mi boilon hochom, maybe both are mutter. Imhoiru betapachas ubezefik betabayu leteira. Why didn't Agamor have such a tzad? Agamor near tut stodim. The tut stodim is either the tapachas is treif and the zefik is kosher, or the tapachas is kosher like Rabbi is matter the zefik is takanam kosher. So why didn't the Gemara say maybe both are kosher? The chiyagavna mi boilam perikire. The Gemara in Kire has such a tzad. Also, we have a source of the Koloshim. Gabi hoira b'menoire k'rab Shimon b'ner. It says hoira b'menoire k'rab Shimon b'ner. Di boi ilohu. Now, there's two shailas. There's a shaila of Rab Shimon b'ner. Rab Shimon b'ner means a ner that he liku b'oisei Shabbos. And now it burnt out. Is it mukze? You say, given this katsoi bein hashmoshes, is katsoi lekula yoyma or not? Abshimen is meikel by ner. There's a shayla of a menorah shel prokim. You'll have to be metaltel it because one of the parts might fall out and you'll put it back and screw it in. It's a shayla of boinet. And there it's talking about a menorah that looks like a menorah of many parts, even though it's only one solid menorah. So there's a shayla if you're allowed to be metaltal a menorah in Shabbos. There's a shayla if you're allowed to be metaltal a ner shedlika ba'isei Shabbos. So there it says, hoire b'menorah k'rab shimei b'ner. The boy ilu, the Gemara clears there a shayla. Heure bim neure latere, was i mekel bei em neure latere. Uche rab shimen bine latere, was i mekel yalau to bim metautel am neure, yenat geyser, bishum em neure shal prokim. Uche rab shimen bine latere, and you don't say kivin des katzoi. Oy dil ma heure bim neure le isure, your chayish, of the, maybe bim arzah de prokim, uche rab shimen bine latere. So there, the two tzadim are either both mutter, or maybe the first one is us and the second one is mutter. So why in argument didn't the Gemara say also that maybe that's pshat in them? They said either both are mutter, or maybe the, Agmar says something else. Either only the tapachas is mutter, or the tapachas is also, and the zefik is mutter. The nira de garsinim besvorem oche. Toises takel is a different gilse. Hoiru betapachas leheteiro, like the Gemar says in Shabbos. Uche rebi bezefik leteiro. Maybe both are mutter. Aydul mahirim tapachas leteiro, ke rebi bezefik, abik bezefik leispiro. So according to Taisvis Gilse, there's no tzar that tapacha should be yosa. And with this we gain a gewaldige gezach, because there's really no tana that says that tapacha is yosa. Aber kevi vizigla svirle, vahashti nichidle mesafkle hoche im hoiru betapacha slisur. There's no tzar that hoiru betapacha slisur. The milse pshitu de sharik, the buch misach is an hedron. The fil rabtav and chosa, by rabtav mozor so chose. But the eva bash, dva mishne choshivle. Period. So maybe that's Taisvis Gilse, that the Gilses are both mutter, or only the tapacha is mutter. Bodaloy mi boilen hosom im heure bimen neura leheteira ke goin the moi ze tut stodim either both are mutter or meneira is osa and neira is mutter. So why didn't the moi have such a tzad like we have im heure bimen neura leheteira ke goin she lehidliki babaise Shabbos is no problem with katzoi. Hitiru letalto kerab shimen. Hitiru letalto lo. Hitiru letalto lo kerab shimen de mater hosam. Abo ner shidlo kubay vese Shabbos, abo kerab shimen de ner lo isfiru lei, mishum de dachye biyodayim. No, itiru. Taisa is a kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say like this? Hoyre bim neira leteir. Kegain shedlika boisei Shabbos, and they want goyse to the gzeira of shemayarze parokim. Itiru letaltol. They were matter. Kerabshim and the matter hosam ner shedlika boisei Shabbos. Avol kerabshim and the ner leisvirulo. But he don't hold like kerabshim and the ner. Mishum the dachye biyadaim. Like our Gemara has such a tzad. To say that they were matter by tapachas, like Rebbe is matter by zevik, but they weren't matter by zevik. Why doesn't the Gemara and Shabbos have a similar tzad? So Taisvah says, leishayich osam litlis hetzer shal menoyre behetzer shal ner. You can't give a dimyan, they were matter menoyre, like Rebbe is matter ner. The menoyre shloid lika bobo yisri Shabbos, Oishach lesser mitam mukts, it's not mukts, el mitam binyan, it's also as binyan, kilam hosam. It's lechitrig, was in the duchuyas, that means it has indentations, and people, if they'll be metalful this, they'll take a amnoyre shal chuyas, and they'll be mats the duchuyas. Vener shid lika baboyshi shabbos mishim mukts. So you can't compare these two things. They were matter, the isa boyne, just like Rabbi Abshimon is matter, the isa mukts. It doesn't, but in our Gemara, you could say such a pshat. Just like Nitl HaZefik, Rebbe holds its kosher. So they hold Nitl HaTapachas its kosher, but they disagree with Rebbe. Avalochi Shaykh Litloi said Bezeh, the Rech and the Rebbe less lay Tarfis Bezefik, Kach less Lu, Tarfis בתפחס. מי ווסם פשע, קונטרס מבוילי, חוד הרוי ובוכי כמה אוירם, במנויר לתירה, כדרך שאויה רב שמן, מטר נר יושם, רשי לא שים את זה like this, ודומת רי רוי סבו אוירם בנויר לאיסורי, כדומה בבית מגוזו ותוכו יש, שמן אוירם בנויר לתירה, ופירושוי בגונגה.